And their own government lacks the balls to deal with them. I told you last year we needed to move in on them, the first secretary of the Moscow party reminded the rest. And if they resist our move, the agricultural minister inquired from his seat at the far end of the table. Dmitry Fedorovich, Alexandrov directed his question at Marshal Ustinov. The question, comrades, is whether the Poles would resist with armed force. They could not stop the Red Army, but should they make the attempt, the political repercussions would be serious. The unspoken concern was the effect such resistance would have on the United States of America, which liked to stick its nose where it didn't belong. Well, this might well incite additional political unrest in Poland, or so my analysts tell me, Andropov told his colleagues. How serious is this, Yuri Vladimirovich? How serious might it become? It was Brezhnev speaking for the first time from beneath his bushy eyebrows. Poland continues to be unstable due to counter-revolutionary elements within their society. Their labor sector in particular is restless. We have our sources within this Solidarity cabal, and they tell us that the pot continues to boil. The problem with the Pope is that if he does what he threatens and comes to Poland, the Polish people will have a rallying point, and if a sufficient number of them become involved, the country might well try to change its form of government, the chairman of the KGB said delicately. That is not acceptable, Leonid Ilyich observed in a quiet voice. If Poland falls, then Germany falls. And then the entire Warsaw Pact, which would leave the Soviet Union without its buffer zone to the west. NATO was strong, and would become more so as the new American defense buildup began to take effect. They'd already been briefed on that troublesome subject. Already the first new tanks were being given to line units, preparatory to shipping them to West Germany. And so were the new airplanes. Most frightening of all was the vastly increased training regimen for the American